Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now on a Monday morning, and in what is apparently going to be, Nick, the hottest week of the year so far. It's going to be hot, hot, hot. It's the Duchess
really?
Of the chart. Yeah, Nick LaDuc. Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah, it's going to be up to 30 degrees apparently this week. So that's
hot. It's going to last into the bank holiday weekend, or will it be hot all week while we're working and then...
No, the cold's going to be so silly, it won't last that long. Definitely not for the bank holiday. Drop off for that. It'll be boiling the day before, and then, as you know, it'll start to rain, overcast, cloudy for the bank holiday weekend.
Exactly.
Is it a bank holiday weekend on Monday, is it? Is it this weekend, is it? I didn't realise.
It's the late May bank holiday, and all the markets will be closed because it's a big Memorial Day holiday in America too, so it's a proper holiday weekend.
Okay, you know, so listen, enjoy the week, son. Maybe if you're working, don't enjoy your job.
Enjoy the week, son, because you know holiday won't be good.
Maybe pull a sickie this week, and then... Because it's not going to last that long. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's look at the charts. First and foremost, we've got quite a popular stock here. I had them on the podcast last week. Innovaderma, IDP. Now, their lead product is called Skinny Tan. And you can probably guess what that's about. And so you probably wouldn't need that this week. Or maybe you would, just to get the base tan going. But it's doing very well. It's the top seller in I think, Pound Stretcher, or one of those things. Or one of the biggest sellers on... Anyway, IDP on the chart, Nick. What do you reckon?
IDP has much more room to the upside. I like it. Although, you know, we've had quite a good rally and we failed at the January highs. I think an ABC correction, or at least Fibonacci projections, say if we can get above it, we should continue higher to 320, 329 from here.
Okay, sorry, Superdrug, not Pound Stretcher. It's the number one seller in Superdrug, which is very good, isn't it? So, okay, that's IDP, marvelous stuff. I couldn't get my chart to low waves in that. But you reckon it'll go to where? Sorry?
IDP at the moment is trading, you know, sort of 238. I think that we can continue higher to 320, 329 from here.
Marvelous. Okay, the next one. It's had a bit of a nightmare for shareholders of late. It's Proxarma, PROX. They announced they're not going to sell. They've got two divisions, essentially. And one is Beacons and Proximity Advertising. And the other one was a digital payments platform, which they were going to sell, but they said they're not going to sell it. And I think shareholders are expecting, you know, a bit of a cash boost from that. And so the shares have taken a bit of a knock. But what do you reckon, Nick, on the chart? It looks a bit of a nightmare here. But I mean, is there
it
any
does.
Positive
okay.
inside?
I'm going to say yes, there is. So you know, since February, so the decline that we've seen since September has been a declining wedge, which you tend to see at the end of long downtrends. And the wedge that we formed since the February low, that's very typical for like this. That pattern is very typical for a wave four. So that means that, you know, and wave five ends it. The problem with wave fives is there aren't very many rules. There was potentially fib support for this at 0.182. It looks like we've lost that today. I'm afraid that this is going to go to 0.1, but that is where all the Fibonacci projections line up. So at that point, I think most shareholders will be going, that's the end, and everybody will be out. And I think this will bounce really hard from there. At least the first resistance when it does. So I would be a buyer at 0.01. Sorry, 0.1. And I think it should bounce from there to 0.42 first. But really, we should see at least a 50% retracement of that last swing lower, which takes us all the way back to 0.789. So that's the first swing. So although it looks really awful, and it always does at the end, it all sort of lines up for 5.1. So you know, that's where wave 5 would be equal to wave 1, and it's the 1.618. You know, a lot of projections line up there. So I think that that's where we're probably going to go, but then we're going to bounce pretty good.
Okay, right. That's still a big drop from here, though, isn't it?
I'm afraid it is, yeah.
All right. Well,
but, you know, it will be one of those events where everybody chucks in the towel and then it'll go.
Yeah. So. It's one to keep an eye on. I mean, it's on my watch list because, you know, they've got revenue there, and I think once it does bounce, like you said, when these things are majorly oversold, the bounce can be very aggressive. And yes, almost the people jumping in off the back of that bounce.
We're already in terms of daily RSI, you know, we're already technically oversold at 24 minus. So, you know, we're right down there. I don't think it'll take long, this one.
But what happens with shares like that is when they get oversold so much, you know, the bounce becomes so strong that people jump in, and the momentum creates more people talk about it. More say, get in this, and then all of a sudden, because it's quite a popular stock, Proxama, and so you'll have a lot of people spreading the word. Once it starts to bounce and it's at the bottom, you know, it could rally strongly. So keep an eye on it. Okay, last one was a request. Revolution.
I would honestly put a price alarm down at 0.12. 0.11, because when it gets there, like, I do think it's a buy. Yeah. I will buy that.
Okay, cool. Well, put your money where the mouth is then. Okay, Revolution Bars Groups was a request. I think they IPO'd not long ago, but you know Revolution Bars. I've been in one of those, I think. RBG, I've not looked at the chart. I don't really know much about them. They're a bigger stock, I know that. But what's happening, Nick, on the chart?
So if we just look at the price action since 2015 and ignore all the, you know, drop before that, you know, we've had a bit of a nasty drop, and the support comes in for this at 116, 117. So we're at 121 now. It's been pretty nasty. We're not quite there yet, but that's where Fibonacci says we should find some support.
Marvellous, Nick. If you send me the charts, I'll put them on the company pages and also at the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.